your love.
IMI Radio, IMI.
I'm living in a continent where all is pure and bright. Where nature and heart melody are breathing side by side. Side, 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 side.
We're still talking about the female Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Some figure like that would give the name to something so common today, and if you look it up on the internet, the origin is unknown.
Colombia is objectively the Garden of Eden on Earth. Two oceans, but not in the in the Antarctic place, because it's not so useful. It's gonna be with Top of the Garden, but okay, right? That is unique for the other South American countries.
Is it like a hot dog, hardcore? Yeah, this is something I said before. Okay, man, here we go again, here we go.
La Loca, it's Trump, right? It's, or Putin or so. You could see something like that.
Yo!
Just held her over, pacified her, calmed her down, huh?
The party is about to begin, man.
Give her a way out.
The party is your friend. Yeah, man, it's your friend, man.
Marijuana, La Loca.
I like our music, the party. Dancing, drinking, girls. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know I like the girls, man.
Where is everybody?
I'm here.
Yo, Pickles. Are you still out there, man?
How is everyone doing?
You have to be a mistress.
Yes, La Loca.
I'd like to be proven wrong or so, but until people do that, I think I have a pretty strong case here, I would say.
So she was a queen, huh? A queen or a leader, and she was locked up for 50 years? Yeah, I like that. I like just... Until someone tries to shut you down, I'll go with the La Loca Marijuana lady. That sounds intriguing.
History proves that permanence is foolishness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's dynamic, so there is no reason to assume that the future will change or there is something different.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between permanence and timelessness?
The whole world's people are becoming mass-produced program number...
Well, nothing, and you won't be happy for it.
Well, that's a good point. I think your soul, your spirit, your human ability, or your humanity, I think they can be timeless. But permanence is like this belief that whatever is happening today will happen tomorrow, and...
Time has come to say, is dehumanization such a bad word?
Oh, shit.
That's your lunacy.
Yeah.
Because it's good or bad, that's what it's so. Because at the bottom of all our terrified souls, we know that democracy is a dying giant. Sick, sick, dying, decaying political concept.
Not survival of the fittest, no. Survival of the mystics.
This careless, like, ego that I am powerful, that I am in charge, that I have greater weight, you know, and that I have limitations and I have shortcomings. I'm a human being, and so I think permanence is acknowledgement that all things have entropy, all, you know, like the chaos. So I think there is an acknowledgement of our weakness, our humanness, our frailty sometimes. So I think permanence is kind of the opposite of those.
It's the idea that this great country is dedicated to the freedom and flourishing of every individual in it. The individual that's finished. It's the single, solitary human being that's finished. It's every single one of you out there that's finished. Because this is no longer a nation of independent individuals. The whole world's people are becoming mass-produced, program-numbered. The whole world is becoming humanoid. Creatures that look human but aren't. So you listen to me.
Well, I guess I'm going to get an education here then.
Listen to me!
Cannabis sativa.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from Mexico. From the New World. Not from... No, you had huskies and you had that before in Europe, but coming from the old world. This is new. Maria Juana is, for that reason, the name that became for 50 years
indoctrinate because she smoked that in the convent at night, just to keep her silent and not rebel against the rain.
That never knew anything.
That's a nice race, because I had this, the guy started, yeah, but the short term and the long term. And so I asked the question, can you please indicate me the difference between the invisible wall, the artificial wall that is there between short term and long term? There is none, if I think so, right?
So you brought me here to teach me all kinds of stuff that I...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Education.
The whole world is becoming humanoid.
And that is indoctrinated into people. He was the legitimate, most powerful ruler, the most powerful empire, literally the New World Order.
Uh-huh.
I am so unmarked. I am such a gem rich in my thinking because I am so unmarked while still living in the city. Yeah? It's different than living off the grid in the countryside. Then you become unmarked because there's Gaia around.
No, you listen to me. Listen to me!
Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of Gaia, but I have mostly people around me. Luckily, not the worst in the world, by far. So that's why I invite everyone. And I prepare dedicated faculty. So if you get friends of you, people you think, okay, now we can travel, profit from it, Colombia, your dollar, whatever we do, travels farther than at home. It's cheaper than to stay at home, especially if you're a smoker or something else. And so, the cheese, incredible.
Marijuana.
There is no other country with a higher biodiversity per area than Colombia.
Mm-hmm. I was reading a little bit about Alexander Dugin. He was talking about a fourth political theory, and it was kind of a political theory, a philosophy based on anti-imperialism, you know, against the global dictatorships, you know. Basically, it's the same theme as if you have some hesitancy about a vaccine, or if you have some questions about your own personal medical freedom, in the West, you're automatically the
Golden Order is on the rise. You can see the anarchy in our eyes. Everything is taken out of control. We won't stop it now. Coffee on the roll. Let's settle the score. It's now or never. We are the chaos. More than ever. Fuck the rules. Fuck the standards. Let the anarchy last forever. We're doing this now.
I think I've read a little bit with Dugin, and I just try to just stimulate my brain and trying to find some positivity. But also the reading allows me to form a deeper identity or a deeper philosophy, a deeper connection, and it helps me not fall into the Americanization, the universality, and fall into this liberal dynamic thought.
Mark Pokarski.
Keep going, don't give up.
You know, I'm escaping that. I'm escaping that cosmopolitan. I'm escaping that this Western universal modernization type thinking.
Cancer culture.
Yeah.
Total disorder is on the rise. You can see the anarchy in our eyes. Everything is taken out of control. We won't stop it now. Cuffs be on the road. Let's settle the score. It's now or never. We are the chaos. More than ever. Fuck the rules. Fuck the standards. Let the anarchy. Let's forever. We're going to sell. Corrupt the border.
Automatic mind control energy from that question here, like a Nazi, you're irrational, you know. So all of a sudden the corporate interests have created this dynamic. Where you have to believe in this Western theme, this Western liberalism, this ideology, and if you have any individual autonomy choosing your own path.
Is this the life we were promised? struggle in the mud until old age claims us. More than what we have become.
When you're immediate, become a label, you become labeled and you become targeted. And so when you say unmarked, I agree with you and I applaud you, because I think what you're saying is that you want to develop your own culture, your own autonomy, your own reality, your own wisdom, your own truth. And that's essentially like establishing yourself and separating from the liberal world order. That makes it. Hopefully that makes sense.
And this is the beauty of this. Now I hear this. You guys need a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You live in the absolute madness of this.
Uh-huh.
You say literally you have to escape it,
uh-huh.
And you are already quite unmarked, yeah, by American standards. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the village is speaking about
Lalo,
the monster,
the animal farm.
Nobody's gonna tell me what I can or cannot do. This is my life. This is my world. This is me.
To the world beyond.
So you guys need to see Colombia. That's my message also. How beautifully, respectfully, honestly, straight-faced people work together if you have the right network.
I'm living in a continent where all is pure and bright. Smiling faces everywhere. Nobody gets hurt. Our heaven on earth.
That's the same thing here. I am someone, you know, some people like me, probably, maybe not, in Costa Rica or in Thailand. People in second world countries where still Gaia lives.
Two remorseless vigilantes formed an outrageous order of hostility, breaking the barriers of the existing tyranny. They will turn oppressed men cruel. The radical demon won't come from the fire beneath us. It will be sent by iron fists from the dark skies above. Face the sonic fusion of gods.
Gaia lives here. Gaia lives in Costa Rica. Gaia lives in the non-touristic Thailand. There is so much to develop there too. This model that works here in Colombia, that's why it's designed.
I'm definitely for people developing their own things.
Alone.
Timelessness, skill independence, global guiding, three crucial principles.
Two remorseless vigilantes formed an outrageous order of hostility. It will be sent by iron fists from the dark skies above. God.
Make it solid forever, everywhere, and it doesn't matter how big or small. That's completely untouchable, I would say. So that's where I get to with this. So I need this time. It isn't 3 years. But 3 years constant working. And thanks to you and your input in thinking. I think about your words and so. I also listen back to things, but it's not about that. It's about the reflection. Colombia. It's the world in one country, and that's why I'm happy I'm here. And
the radical demon won't come from the fire beneath us. Air Force.
We can run, but think it is done. But there is nothing to be running from. We live in a world full of make-believe. Selling people to be a slut fucking machine.